KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have sunshine and 75 degrees right now in Atlantic, looking for sunny and 93 for a high this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Jim Field, KJAN News. Our news update this hour brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Seedmaker Syngenta has filed a lawsuit against grain elevator operator Bunge North America over its ban of a variety of Syngenta's biotech corn. The Sioux City Journal is reporting that Syngenta filed the lawsuit last week in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Bunge, which operates grain elevators in North America, including one in Council Bluffs, recently posted notices that it would not accept corn planted with Syngenta's AgriSure Viptera seeds. Bunge says the seed has not been approved for export to China. The Minnesota-based Syngenta claims Bunge violated federal and state laws and that the seed has been approved for shipment to other international markets, including Japan, Australia, Brazil, and Canada. KJAN News Time is 9:01.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Well, no injuries were reported following a two-vehicle traffic accident early this morning near Morton Mills in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say a car driven by Janie S. Voss of Villisca and a semi driven by Timothy A. Bunda of Emmitsburg collided near the intersection of Highway 71 and 155th Street at around 4:55 this morning. Voss was north on Highway 71 when her Chevy Cavalier was rear-ended by the semi, which was registered to Tim Bunda Trucking. That collision caused just under $3,000 in damage. Charges are pending the completion of an investigation into that crash. Authorities in Council Bluffs say two teens were arrested Sunday in connection with the August 14th fire in an office trailer near the Pirate Cove Water Park. The early morning blaze spread to a nearby storage shed and destroyed several pieces of equipment valued at more than $100,000. Both buildings are owned by the Council Bluffs Community School District. According to Council Bluffs Police Detective John Clark, a 14-year-old boy was arrested Sunday and released to the custody of his parents. A 17-year-old was also taken into custody and was being held Monday at the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center. The teens' names were not released. They've been charged with suspicion of second-degree arson and conspiracy. Detective Clark says both teens have admitted to their involvement in the case, but he declined to elaborate on how that fire started. City leaders in Council Bluffs are open to the possibility of having an indoor and outdoor firing range within the community, but they're approaching the matter with safety foremost on their minds. The Council Bluffs City Council Monday unanimously approved the first reading of an ordinance that would have a licensed engineer or architect determine the safety of indoor and outdoor firing ranges. Currently, the issue is the city's responsibility. City Attorney Richard Wade, who was contacted by another attorney whose client is considering building an indoor firing range, said he believes the city doesn't have the necessary expertise to determine how safe such facilities should be. Under the proposed new ordinance, before any firing range can open, the owner or operator must submit plans that have been signed by a licensed engineer or architect certifying that the structure or outdoor site has been designed and built in a manner that permits the safe discharge of firearms. There are no specifics in the ordinance on how an indoor firing range is to be built. Police in the Taylor County community of Lenox say a Central Iowa man was arrested Monday on a warrant for associated fraud and connected to a repair work that he was contracted to perform following the May 11th tornado that devastated a portion of that town. Officials say 27-year-old Joseph Adam Whitehead of Marshalltown was arrested on a felony first-degree theft charge following an ongoing criminal investigation conducted by the Lenox Police Department and the Fraud Division of the Iowa Attorney General's Office. Whitehead is accused of soliciting work from victims of the May 11th tornado in Lenox, being paid for the work, and then failing to perform the work. According to Lenox Police Chief John Huggins, the charge stems from a single incident in which Whitehead was alleged to have taken $11,000 from a single victim. Huggins also said that there are at least two other people who paid Whitehead for work, which was never completed, and additional charges are expected to be filed in those cases as well. Whitehead is currently being held in the Marion County Jail in Knoxville, where he is facing felony theft charges filed by the Pella Police Department. The charges filed in Pella are unrelated to the Lenox charges. According to Huggins, Whitehead is expected to be held in Marion County until the charges there are resolved, and then he'll be brought to Taylor County. The City of Atlantic is issuing a reminder to property owners in the community that the city ordinance states that all the trees on private property and in the abutting right-of-way, which is normally the area between the sidewalk and the street, are the responsibility of the property owner. Now, the ordinance requires tree limbs to be kept at a clearance of 7 feet above the sidewalks and 14 feet above the streets. City officials are currently reviewing hazards to both vehicles and pedestrians from the tree limbs, and they are encouraging property owners to review the trees and make sure that they are in compliance. Now, if city officials are forced to trim trees on the property or the adjacent right-of-way, the property owner will be billed for that expense. City officials say it's less expensive for property owners to have the work handled on your own or contracted out than it is for the city officials to take care of those trees for you. While many hospitals use helicopters to bring patients in quickly, a hospital in the Council Bluffs area is switching to an airplane for certain circumstances. Dr. Rob Chaplin is medical director of the Children's Transport Service at Children's Hospital and Medical Center in Omaha. He says the twin-engine King Air 100 airplane extends their ability to reach ill children and transport them to the hospital.
With the helicopter, the range is about 150 miles on average, and with our new aircraft, our range will be about 1,000 miles.
The transport service will now cover all of Nebraska, central and western Iowa, and parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, Missouri, and Kansas.
We are expecting to be busy. This is a service that no one else provides in this part of the country, especially for pediatrics, the closest being probably Children's Mercy in Kansas City and then Denver Children's out in Denver.
He says more physicians are seeing the advantage of having a dedicated pediatric team that can now take to the air to transport very ill children to the specialists in Omaha.
It is equipped with all of the same equipment that we would carry on the ground or in the helicopter. We have all of our medical equipment that we bring along. We have the ability to perform any of the procedures that we could essentially anywhere else in the state we can now do in the aircraft as well.
The critical care transport's first flight was to Kearney, Nebraska last week. The Iowa State Fair has reported its second highest attendance ever. The fair board on Monday reported this year's attendance was 1.08 million. That's around 20,000 less than the 2008 record of 1.1 million. Last year's figure was a little higher than 967,000. Fair CEO Gary Slater says beautiful weather played a role in the fair's successful 11-day run. KJAN News Time is 9:08.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you ask. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So, if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you ask. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
In the funeral announcements this morning, 77-year-old Marjorie Emma Sothman of Griswold died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Marjorie Sothman will be held today at 10:30 in the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 84-year-old Claire Schuler, Jr. of Atlantic died August 16th at the Cass County Hospice Center. A committal service for Claire Schuler, Jr. will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 69-year-old Joanne Harder Halsibus of Atlantic died Saturday at Creighton University Medical Center. Services for Joanne Halsibus will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 in the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 90-year-old Catherine Earlmeyer of Manning died Sunday at the St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. A massive Christian burial for Catherine Earlmeyer will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 in the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of those arrangements. 67-year-old Darwin Andy F. Anderson of Greenfield died Saturday at his home. Services for Darwin Anderson will be held on Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. 93-year-old Roberta Gray of the Oakland Manor Nursing Home died Sunday. Services for Roberta Gray will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. 50-year-old Brian Donald Jensen of Ponte Vedra, Florida, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Kansas City, Missouri. Memorial services for Brian Jensen will be held on Thursday at 2 p.m. in the Cass County Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of those arrangements. 68-year-old Bill Clarence W. Libby of Lewis died Monday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Services for Bill Libby will be held on Friday at 10:30 in the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 91-year-old Isla Mueller of Adair died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Isla Mueller will be held on Friday at 10:30 in the St. John's Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. 96-year-old Georgine E. Peters of Roanoke, Texas, formerly of Harlan, died August 16th. Memorial services for Georgine Peters will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has those arrangements. That's a check of news this hour, brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. The Skyscan forecast is next.